So what's going on?
I've been working the last couple of days with this Spanish publication. You know, they were doing an interview of my, based on the Brazil ultrasound thing, you know. So I've been trying to figure out how to say things in a very clear way and all that. And
yeah.
But it's not, it's more of a subscriber only thing, so it's not that much publicity in a way, you know.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that I think I sold them on the idea, you know. Yeah. And they're very, I think they're willing to be critical, but they weren't critical, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah. So if people believe it, it must be true.
That's right.
So I'm happy. So how's it going for you?
Oh, good.
Keeping busy?
Yeah. I think it's there's some good articles up. I think it's the Rockefeller Foundation and the American universities, you know. When you see the system they created to take thinkers and strong minds and put them through these universities to change them, you know. And of course, you know, you have people who want to be doctors in a medical related sense, and they put them through there and then through medical school, and they come out the other end a product of the system.
Yeah, right.
Instead of going their own way. I mean, they really do take the greatest minds, you know. I sent you that video on Israel. That was incredible how they control the technology now. They have special programs where they only take the best out. So that's the future. It was true what he was saying in the video. I mean, why should we be worried about nuclear weapons when they control the technology? They can just turn everything off. You know?
Yeah.
We're so addicted to it now.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of great people, very smart, very, 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 very smart people head into the universities and they, you know, they end up being molded and shaped in, you know, going that way, you know. You wonder what would happen if they went their own way. You know, some do, you know, but they get shunned
by
society, you know. It can be tough.
Well, yeah, it is odd. You know, they can turn off your internet, you know.
Off everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right.
I know when I was doing this thing with the Spanish, an interview with a Spanish group, I was pretty happy, but you know, the internet went down in my area, like right just as I finished the whole thing with them, you know. And I thought, wow, what if they did that on purpose, you know, like a message to me, like telling me I better shut up or something, you know. But then I figure it's a coincidence, and I feel better now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Convince yourself.
Yeah, that's probably true, you know.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so much internet noise now that unless they actually promote you, you're going to be lost in the noise, you know.
Mm.
See, you could come up with a great discovery, but it's a tricky thing.
Yeah.
Publicity is a tricky thing. You know, there's a video done, a professional video done for a major broadcasting network. CNN did in 1983 did a 20-minute video, a show with professionals on the topic of ultrasound, showing how dangerous it was. It's an amazing video, and it sits on YouTube, and almost nobody looks at it. You know, it's like you would think it's so convincing, it's so authoritative, and it's so good, this little 20-minute video, that if human beings had any brains at all, it would just go viral. Nothing could stop it, right? But people don't take it serious, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I lose respect for the human race, you know. It's like,
Yeah, mongrels.
You know, they want everything chocolate coated, you know.
Oh man, drives me mad.
Everything has to be like an ice cream cone, or they don't want it, you know.
Yep. That's another whole subject in that matter.
Yeah.
It's technology. Technology for me. It's so used to getting technology so fast that they're just, people are so impatient now. It's an impatient race of people now.
I guess that's what it is. Yeah, they're all,
everyone's used to just getting everything they want so fast, and it's just people don't have any patience anymore.
So you're actually having a debate there in Australia?
No, there's no debate.
Well, it says debate.
That's
here.
Just what they call it. Yeah, but you got to listen to this, man. It's crazy.
Oh.
It is anything but a debate.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying now. It's so bad in Australia. There's never been a debate. They just have these media people up there and radio shock jocks just viciously attacking people that don't vaccinate, and they actually call it a debate, but there's not one person to ask a question.
Yeah, right.
Insane, man. It's insane. Full screen video clips. Looks pretty nifty. Do you hear that now?
What do you make of the link between affluent suburbs and the lack of immunisation? What do you think is going on here?
I think there's basically, and we know that it's the affluent suburbs in the eastern suburbs and some in the suburbs of Sydney, and I would think also other major metropolitan centres, and also, of course, Byron the stupid Bay. Hippies up in the...
So this is the fake immunisation debate.
Yeah, have a listen to what this woman says.
It's wicked. I think it's absolutely wicked of parents to say, oh, no, because I've read online, because I've heard from this naturopath that there are these risks, I'm not going to immunise my children. Okay, that's your business. But the thing is, as you say, because it puts other kids at risk, other kids who are immunised, it is really, really dangerous. And it makes me incredibly cross.
These are hosts on a morning breakfast show, all of them. She's saying that unvaccinated kids are putting fully immunized kids at risk.
They're saying that here on the news about the flu. They're saying that if your kid has a flu, he could be putting other children at risk, you know.
That's right.
It's and yet at the same time, the EPA is announcing that the air pollution levels are going high and that they're dangerous. And air pollution here does cause flu symptoms. Mm-hmm. The other day, I know two people that came down with respiratory symptoms and flu symptoms at almost the exact same moment. Friday night at 6 o'clock, two people I know at the same time. One was sleeping in his, one had a sleep apnea where he couldn't breathe at 6 o'clock Friday, and then another was walking on the street and was suddenly hit with flu symptoms. And I checked the weather report, and it shows that the wind suddenly stopped. And when that happens, the air pollution goes way up real quick, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
And anytime anybody gets sick around here, I always check the weather, and it's always when the wind stops,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And then we have this news saying about how horrible the flu epidemic is and how we should get our vaccination and how we're endangering other people if we're not vaccinated.
That's right.
So they put out a disinfo, they protect industry by putting out this little disinfo BS, and then they attack you if you don't believe it. The proof that you believe it is that you would vaccinate yourself.
That's right.
And if you don't vaccinate yourself, that means you don't believe it. So that's why it's important for you to think that vaccines are a risk, yet at the same time you have to agree to take them. Mm-hmm. That's why they have to have the vaccine debate. They want both sides of the debate in a way so that people will be aware, but they don't want them to be too aware. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think.
Remember, I've been saying this for a long time, that they push the vaccine, a controlled anti-vaccine debate, but just enough to get people afraid of vaccines because it's a measure of how much they believe if they agree to the vaccine. See, I'm just now realizing another element of why the vaccine debate is promoted by the mainstream in a controlled way.
Oh, it's all them. There's no real debate there. But
no, but I'm saying even with the regular dissidents,
I don't think these people know what they're doing. I think they're just being told by the network what to say and do. Yeah, that's all.
These are just show people robots.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. They wouldn't have a job, if they said anything else. They're just told.
Right. They know the deal.
But these kinds of shows are probably different in the US. These shows there, these ones are really nasty.
Yeah, right. They treat the Australian audience.
Oh, man. Let me see if I can find
really badly.
Link between
basically, and we know Jimmy's up in the North Coast
region. Yeah, but I guess the question is why are educated people making really uneducated decisions about
better than scientists who have worked for generations, if not centuries, to wipe out these diseases. And the idea that this could all be undone by some stupid, bloody know-it-all, I just Googled something, so now I'm an expert. Absolutely.
Where'd they get the audience?
Oh, they're in China. Century, Western society, we have these morons who are endangering the lives not only of their own children, but of completely innocent children around them. Mm. And quite frankly, if you do not vaccinate your children.
Well, my first child almost died of a condition you cannot vaccinate against, RSV, positive bronchitis. And I would recommend.
Vaccinate your children. You are putting lives at risk and you are a bad. Bad,
he's a moron.
Bad parent and a bad, bad, bad citizen.
Oh! Wow, that's quite.
This one.
Bad, bad, bad.
Back to trolling begins in 5. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. You reckon you can stand up to the no-code?
Oh, no, sorry. You do have every right to not vaccinate your children. I forgot to say that. You do. It is your choice that you have every right not to vaccinate your children. You're just going to have to be fenced off in a little camp somewhere in the middle of the desert. And maybe you can get some letters from time to time.
So he's an idiot.
Causes problems. He did a documentary back in 2013 calling Australians dumb, stupid, and racist. And they had this American guy on an actual debate on a show, and he tore this guy to pieces. He's a smart ass. That's all he is, just a smart ass, coward. But they're all like that. Mm. And that other lady's. That old lady's a feminist. She's brutal. She'll chop your balls off, Jim. She hates men. She'll cut your balls off like a grapes off the vine, mate. No, they're missing.
Horrible. Wow.
These are basically, Jim, the ugliest people on Australian television that have gone down the sewer pipes right down to the bowels and they've been put on these shows, and they're
If you could superimpose like Nazi uniforms over these people,
God.
Can you look at that face of that woman? Yeah. That's you could just could just see her.
Yeah, it's horrible.
She'd love to do the goose step.
Oh my God, and it gets worse than that too. It's worse.
I mean, these people are so fascistic. Yeah. It's amazing.
And these shows are on every day. The only reason I find out about them is on Facebook. In the anti-vax pages, people post them because I don't watch any of it, and so I have to kind of keep up with what they're doing.
Well, this is a harassment, of the population.
It's bullying and harassment and intimidation and discrimination at the highest order.
Over
the world, and so, to the rich and famous, including Angelina Jolie.
Here's one thing, Jenny, and
have you seen this one, Jim?
That's a famous one. I've seen that.
Yeah, it's good. Google the doctor tears it to him. The one.
Right.
You don't get that. But at least they're having a fiery kind of discussion, but you don't get that here,
Right.
They've got a guy and a lawyer in the audience that's ripping it to the doctor. But at least the show, even though I don't know what the show is or like it, it's at least they're allow him on to say something, but you don't get that at all here. You just get these nasty, horrible trolls. They're trolls. Yeah. They're worse than trolls. And if you try and contact them, they ban you. They block you from their Twitter feeds and all that, And then they backstab you. They're just terrible people here. The worst of the worst,
Yeah. Well, it used to be here that nobody ever heard anything about the anti-vaccine movement. It was like it didn't exist, you know. But then when they got the internet going, then they had to show it on mainstream. Otherwise, it looked like they were a repressive media, right? Because there was competition for knowledge, and the walls have been broken down by the internet. So Larry King is a famous talk show host, decades, you know. He did a show with McCarthy, that woman you just showed in that clip there, and she was anti-vaccine, and she did very well. He had three industrial representatives arguing against her, and she shut them all down. It was amazing.
Oh,
because yeah. Because they really don't know anything.
No, that's
you know?
The thing. Yeah, they don't. That's why they're so.
They don't know anything. They don't know anything about vaccines. So she shut them down. And actually, I think that was sort of the beginning of the end for Larry King. About 6 months or a year later, he was gone, you know. Even though he was like one of the most popular talk shows there was, you know. But the thing is, he was like personal friends with this woman through a Jim Carrey, who was his personal friend. Yeah. And they got her on, so he was off not too much longer afterwards.
At least there is that some kind of a debate happening on US television in that way. That's why I said to you before, it's a bit more rogue over there.
I guess.
You're more likely to be able to get stuff on here, and you know, even though it might be bad for you, but here you have no idea. It's airtight bad. It's so bad, you know. They're attacking people like me, for example, who does their own research and, you know, does their own research on things, on ultrasounds or vaccines or whatever I want to do. You know, I'm a tax-paying citizen, and in this life I'm researching. What's wrong with that? You know, right. And they make you out to be a stupid, evil person or a hippie with no teeth that's a meth addict. And you're on unemployment benefits and you're stupid and all of this and you're Googling Dr. Google. And but you read these newspaper articles where they're pushing vaccines and they're humiliating and attacking parents for not vaccinating. And who are they? I mean, they're not offering any scientifically backed evidence in any way, even a link that you can go and look to. They're not offering anything credible whatsoever, just nasty insults. But they think they're above the law because they're a columnist for a Rupert Murdoch News Corp paper.
Or the dogs.
Yeah, you know, I'm a columnist and I'm God and you're scum.
The barking dogs.
They're unbelievable. If you don't think like we tell you to, then you're a scumbag, you know. But I have the authority. I'm above the law. What I say goes, you know. And it has to come to an end. It has to. These people have to be challenged. There has to come a time where they get challenged and pushed back, you know.
Or maybe get people to just ignore them. You know, if people could see what they are, people would ignore them, and then they wouldn't have an audience. You know, I don't think it's worth arguing with them because there's no way you can argue with them. They don't want to. They don't allow it. Yeah. But they smell authority and they react to authority and they kiss authority. You know. And. Mindless authority, you know, evil authority. They're like a dog that's been let loose.
That's right.
And they get paid to do it, you know.
A mangy mutt. Why don't we talk about this article from the U.S. because it blends in with what we're saying and the whole media, because we're getting it here and it's summer. I mean, there's no flu, but they're still pushing the whole flu thing. It never stops, Jim. It goes all year. Seems you can't escape it. And now the chemists, you know, they've got the flu things, the flu shots available. Actually, I have a friend who's not anti-vax or pro-vax. He's just this guy straight down the middle. He's probably not even going to be interested in so much in what we're doing here, but he's a good guy. And he said he works at an office, and I usually see him on the weekends, and he said they're pushing it there for the office workers, and the people there got the flu shot and they got the flu, or they got sick, and
right,
and he didn't get it. He's not going to get that, you know. And I hear this in the anti-vaccination pages on Facebook. People say my mom or my sister or my cousin or whatever, they were healthy and they went and they got a flu shot and they got the flu. And well, they didn't get the flu. Their immune system was assaulted. And when your immune system is assaulted and compromised, you will, you know, your body will display flu-like symptoms, but it doesn't mean that you got a flu virus. You were attacked by what I would say is a weapon. I mean, you know, we don't really know what's in these things, but I know they're bringing people down pretty quickly. I mean, we've got cases in Australia, you know, where teenage girls have been put in a wheelchair for life after receiving them. The underlying damage is there, of course, as we always talk about with the ultrasound, but these are dangerous things in any regard.
Are you talking about the flu vaccine or the HPV vaccine?
Just the general flu vaccine. You notice a lot of people say they got it or they know people who got it and they got sick. So to me, that's a sign that your immune system was attacked.
I think the flu vaccine does have a lot of mercury in it. It's one of the higher mercury level vaccines.
Yeah, you can see here, Jim, parents of Saba Button, who was a West Australian victim of the flu vaccine debacle, received a massive payout. I went through this with John Rappaport. This girl was a healthy girl, and mum took her in for just a simple flu vax. This was the flu vax, where thousands of kids were having seizures and hundreds were brought into the hospitals. So I think there was a gag order applied here so they can't say anything, but there was a payout with the pharmaceutical company and through the WA government, and because it was so severe. Basically in a wheelchair, 24-hour care, gone. And that was a heavy case, but there's been a lot of these. I've got a whole file of them, especially with a flu shot, where kids are taken in and given it, and it just hammers them.
Is this a mainstream newspaper?
Yeah, it was a big case because these parents got a huge payout, compensation payout. So it was a big case in the country, but there were many other kids. So what happened back then is the government supposedly suspended it for under fives, but it was never suspended. So here she was severely disabled after receiving it. Settlement reached. We did go through this on a podcast. A confidential settlement has been reached between pharmaceutical manufacturer CSL Limited and a 5-year-old West Australian girl who became severely disabled after receiving a flu vaccination.
Right. So they're publicizing. The mainstream is publicizing.
Well, amazingly,
the damage.
Yeah, amazingly. But it was such an extreme case. You got to remember there was hundreds of children brought in, many having seizures. They called it a bad batch. But this little girl had such extensive injuries that the parents went straight out and, some media over there must have picked it up, and it's gone viral. But yeah, they're publicizing that. But have a lot of them on alternative media in the US where they're screaming about it. But so I don't know. I just know I wouldn't get one, especially when there's the flu virus. I don't know. It just goes to show you anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, if you type in the phrase, in quotes, flu-like symptoms, and then the other another phrase, which is air pollution, I'd like to see what shows up in Google.
Yeah. Air pollution affects likelihood severity of flu, which means you...
Okay, see... Yeah, they're not willing to say it's not flu. They're just
the flu. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. It's the flu's already there. You're already going to get it, but the air pollution will kind of make it worse or make it.
It'll make it worse, but they can't say that it's the only cause of flu.
It's
the primary cause of flu. Yeah, but they're willing to say that it will. You know.
Yeah.
Make your flu worse.
Well, if you're generally looking like that.
Yeah,
You're going to get that, but you got to search.
Yeah, remove the word air pollution and put in N0X. Anyway, that's nitrous oxide, and that is a primary part of air pollution. It's a primary constituent of air pollution, and it causes flu-like symptoms.
Right.
See, they can't. They can't say flu symptoms because by law, flu symptoms means a virus disease. So you have to go flu-like symptoms when you do that kind of search. See, there's influenza-like illness in Wikipedia.
Child dies from flu-like symptoms.
See, it'll tell you that you can get the flu from common air pollution. It should be telling you that. I actually had an argument with a prominent chemist, and I was shocked that he did not know this, you know. Yeah. And he told me to prove it to him, and so I showed it to him. I took the primary chemicals in air pollution, and every one of them listed flu-like symptoms to beware of.
I know. It's something you just don't see growing up, you know.
And then when he realized I had shown him something, he tried to attack me to try to take the heat off of himself, you know. He's not a bad guy, but he was just embarrassed, you know. I embarrassed him.
If you look at this case, Jim, January 25th, 2018, I guess you're getting the cold winter over there. Indiana woman, 37, dies just 3 days after being diagnosed with the flu. I put this up because it's unbelievable. So the Hendricks County, it says an Indiana father whose daughter died after being diagnosed with a flu is sharing her story to remind people about how dangerous the flu can be and how important it is to get a flu shot. So the father's using the death of his daughter to tell everybody to get flu shots. So that's just ignorance. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He says his daughter Carly died last week. I'm sorry for her death. From complications related to the virus. and it's an amazing article. I don't think I posted it on Kraz Files, but I put it up on Facebook with a comment. And so he says the 37-year-old mother was healthy as could be. When her family got sick with the flu, she looked after them, being the mum, of course. They were all sick, but they all had their flu shots. So they were already vaccinated with the flu shot, but they were all sick. And then she got sick, really sick, and was diagnosed with influenza by the doctor. They said, yeah, you've got the flu. And gave her the usual list of things to do. So she went home on Friday and was back in the ER on Saturday, but her chest x-rays were clear. So they sent her home again. On Sunday, she felt even worse and decided to go back to the hospital. She said, I need somebody to come and watch the kids, blah, blah, blah. So Carly's flu had turned into full-blown pneumonia. She died.
So she died when she had pneumonia.
Mm. I wonder would look at this case, Jim, because it happens so much with so many people going into the hospital with a so-called flu virus or whatever and then end up dying. I wonder if we could quickly pick this one apart.
Well, when you go into the hospital with something that starts turning for the worse, they start injecting antibiotics into you. It could get worse, right? For one thing, this flu she has could be a toxicological flu from air pollution. When they start giving her antibiotics for secondary infections or whatever they think they're doing, they could then make it worse. Because it says here they gave her a list of the usual things to do. Well, a lot of doctors give antibiotics for the flu, which is not a good thing to do. Even the mainstream medicine says you shouldn't be doing that. So let's say she does have a toxicological flu. It's not a virus flu. Now she goes into the hospital and they start loading her up with more poisons. She's already poisoned. That's why she's got the flu. And now they start loading her up with antibiotics. And then that makes her worse. So then they give her more antibiotics. They've got her like a line straight into her circulatory system. And this happened to a friend of mine. He died in the hospital. He was a very gullible for the medical system, you know. And
gullible.
He would let them do anything they wanted, and they hooked him up to these lines of antibiotics, and then at a certain point they said, "We're gonna have to put you into a coma, so you're gonna have to put your laptop down," because he was still working on the laptop. And so they put him into a coma, and that was it. He was doomed. He never came out of the coma, you know. And this might have happened to her. They don't tell you, but I mean, it's possible that they're not telling you, but they might have put her into a coma, and they might have hooked her up to all these machines and all kinds of antibiotics and things, you know.
It's like a doctor telling you to step off the Golden Gate Bridge. But I mean, if you looked at a case this, well, it's very cold.
I'm
not from the US, I'm in Australia. I'd assume Indiana's cold.
They close the windows
now,
and they start cooking tea and everything else, and they poison the whole house.
Inside,
but also, during cold weather, you have these weather inversions, which is where layers become inverted, and stack pollution comes down to the ground, you know. So,
it's amazing.
That's my, yeah.
God. Yeah, but it just... It's such an amazing thing, that case, Jim. That's why I brought it up, because it's, you have this situation where a family's sick, I'd say from indoor pollution, you know, that could be the main reason, if I were to guess, and then the mum going into hospital and being made sicker, you know.
Well, a mother is the one that's probably going to have her face over the stove.
That's right, and she's trying to take care of anyone. She's run down anyone anyway.
Right, and she's taking care of everybody else. She's cooking hot soup, chicken soup, and all that stuff. And
as you said, they take them in the hospital and they pump. They're going to give them antibiotics, and then they're back in there, and then they're gone. And you know, no one's going to ever look back and say that hospital murdered my mum.
Well, you don't have the money to do that, you know.
They're serial killers.
Well, it looks like they certainly can be sociopaths, you know.
That's what a serial killer does, anyway.
Yeah, well, I think if you want to have an authoritative rant on this topic of how evil doctors can be and irrational they are, you just read the works of Dr. Mendelsohn, Robert S. Mendelsohn. You know, somebody has put his books online, you know. Oh, well, I know it. John Scudamore has put his on the Whale site has put Dr. Robert S. Mendelsohn. So we don't know anything. We're just two blokes wondering about the medical system, but we do have a lot of authorities who will say what we're suspecting.
Yeah, it's just amazing. There's a lot of flu-related deaths, you know, in the time, a lot. And none of it gets tied back to the medical system and their damn flu shots. They just keep telling you to take it. You've got the a father of a dead woman, of his own daughter who died, telling people to get flu shots.
Yeah, right.
And it's like she was vaccinated. She had a flu shot, mate. Your daughter's dead.
Well,
you're not going to look deeper than that? You're just going to spew that out? I mean, I don't get it. That's crazy.
Yeah. So you got three things. You have the flu shot poisoning you. You have the air pollution poisoning you. Then you have the remedy for the so-called flu also poisoning you, you know, leading to pneumonia. And that is a possible scenario, you know. And there's numerous studies on flu where they check the hospital cases for carbon monoxide, and they find out that people who are diagnosed with flu actually really have carbon monoxide poisoning, which means exhaust poisoning. So that's that. You know any good jokes?
I got this article from Natural News. It's the global pandemic experts are warning about. They say it will be unstoppable because of the ease of travel. So we got this whole global flu type pandemic, like a zombie flu virus, Jim, that's going to travel around the world with people on the airplanes and kill everybody. And Bill Gates is warning about it.
Oh, yeah.
A global pandemic. So if there was a global pandemic, Jim, where people were dying by the millions, what would it actually be? I mean, can they make something in a laboratory, in a military laboratory, and release it?
Well, they at one time they did say back in 1916 that they had a pandemic, a global pandemic of the flu, right?
Yeah, this well, of course, yeah.
But it wasn't truly a global pandemic. It was like New York City, certain areas of the United States, and certain areas in Europe. You know, it wasn't truly a global pandemic, but they like to apply that name.
I know.
I'm sure there's probably a lot of places that are not polluted that don't have the flu, you know.
Yeah. It's an interesting topic we can continue with later, all these pandemics. We've talked with you about even the Black Plague and going back through these so-called pandemics throughout human history. But there's always this media pushing this threat that we're going to get this global pandemic that's going to go all around the world and we're all going to get fall victim to it, you know. It keeps everybody...
It'll be the end of the human race.
Mm. Yeah.
It'll be all over. No more humans.
Yeah, well, the elites will go underground or in their towers, maybe. Or on another planet. Yeah.
They'll have to do slave work for each other.
Yes, the fear-mongering never ends.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to go out of the podcast tonight, Jim, we're going over, but, I mean, all this stuff about government military bases in the U.S. Mucking around with the Spanish flu and weaponizing flus and viruses, you know, that could get out and infect the population.
Well, that's a big word, weaponize. Mm. You know, they're taking a natural, semi-dangerous virus like a flu, and they're weaponizing it. That way you can shoot it from a BB gun at people.
Where are they getting the virus from?
I mean... I think a weaponized flu, if anything, is probably the flu vaccine.
That's what I mean. Yeah, maybe they get. Yeah, maybe that's what they mean.
They yeah, give it yeah, to you. They already weaponized it.
If I were to say this, I wouldn't worry too much about the government releasing something into the atmosphere that you're going to breathe in on the train or a plane or at work. I'd be more worried about what they're injecting into you.
Right.
They're doing to your kids at birth. But maybe, you know, that would be the ideal way anyway, giving maybe a fear-mongering campaign, Jim, of a flu virus that doesn't exist, a staged event. And then, you know, to bring in the quarantine laws in the schools and lock off places and vaccinate everybody, and then you've been given it. It's been injected into you. So that's what I'd be more worried about. Because if there's going to be any staged so-called flu pandemic sweeping the world, it's going to be staged.
Well, I think there is already a flu pandemic in every industrial country. It's a constant year-round flu pandemic because the air is poisoned like hell. You know, you have the West Nile virus disease, which is a flu-like disease. You have polio, which begins as a flu-like disease. You have HIV/AIDS, which begins as a flu-like disease. All these diseases, they start off as a flu-like disease, you know.
Yep, that's right. As I said, people are getting a flu vaccine and they're getting flu symptoms.
Sure. You're
thinking that thing gave me the flu. I just see that as something's gone wrong there, you know. You're being attacked. Be very careful.
Yeah.
It's amazing how quickly people will line up for it without questioning it, Jim. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We should plug out, Jim.
Good idea. And we'll hit it next week.
I should say that these podcasts go up on crazfiles.com, Nightwatch podcasts, and should be on with John Rappaport this weekend. I'll go over that. And all the podcasts are up on the website. Jim's website is harvoa.org, harvoa.org. So your books are all available there, Jim, for people to purchase over at Amazon. And we can continue next week.
All right.
Thank you very much, Jim West.
Thank you, Adam.